problem solving, nothing gets in your way. If it's a design issue, you're gonna learn that shit and implement it. If it's a development issue, you're gonna learn that shit, implement it. If it's a discussion or a debate with someone, you're gonna go prepare for it and face it on. So what I'm hearing right now is that nothing is gonna fucking stop you.
Well, I always say, like, to be not an authority on this, but I feel like to be a good developer, you have to be self-taught in some extent. Like,
No. But sorry, what I'm saying is that you can't call yourself a developer because that's unfair on your talents. What I'm hearing here is a strategist, is a service designer, a developer, a multidisciplinarian of some sort. Like, not to blow too much smoke up your ass, but what I'm saying is that whenever you're approached with a problem, nothing's going to stop you. You're going to learn whatever it is that needs to be learned to kind of get over that hump or to climb that fence. Mm-hmm. And it's just fucking outstanding because I'm yet to hear you go, oh, fuck, I've given up. I've just left it. You're seeing everything through till the end before you go, okay.
Yeah.
Which is something unheard of, right? We haven't had a guest yet that, I mean, besides Steve Scott, who's obviously crazy because he keeps seeing his point through and he's never going to give up. But in terms of attacking multiple disciplines...
Oh, multiple disciplines was dope. I think similar sentiment is Joe, who we had last week.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not in development realm or anything, but the same, like, fire. Like,
I think fucking do it. I think there's a theme here, but to your testament is that nothing gets in your way. Nothing is going to phase you. Nothing's going to make you break a sweat.
I think I kind of learned that in overcoming the challenges of learning to develop by yourself and seeing something through, because development gets to the point where it's like, it's all gibberish. It's all, like, you know, hard to make sense of. And then you start chipping away at it and then you hit this hurdle and you're like, okay, I give up. I can't get through it. Anyway, going through that whole process and coming out the other side of it was like, okay, you can learn anything. And I think, like, you can on the internet now. Like, there's so much resources out
there. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Not everything, but 90% of what you want.
Something else I wanted to bring up as well, because I personally hate spending time by myself with myself. I like to be surrounded by people. So doing development, learning all that shit, that must be lonely, but it seems like you thrive on it.
Yeah, I definitely like spending time with myself. I'd say I'm also quite social, but...
Which is nuts, because you're sitting here, you can talk the business side of it, you can talk about the development and the design side of it. So it was just like, whoa.
Well, I always loved, like, Adam Vito doing demo. And as people, Adam Vito probably know, I always, and especially in my hosted team, I always wanted to do demo.
Because what's demo? Talk
us
through demo.
Demo is just like Friday, at the end of the sprint, which is 2 weeks, you do demo of what you've done.
Right.
And you present in front of whoever rocks up, which is usually a fair few people. And you just showcase what you've done over the couple of weeks. And I thought we were always doing really cool stuff, and we were always building stuff quite quickly and develop and design things quite quickly. So we had a lot of visual things to show, and I thought, why aren't we showing this?
Yeah.
So I always loved doing demo and showing that sort of things.
Anything that helped you with
it definitely helped me
rationalizing and explaining things thoroughly.
I feel like I've always had a bit of a, and mum has said this, a bit of a gift in, like, translating those.
Sorry, who's mum?
Mum.
Mom. Oh, mum! I beg your pardon.
This is mum.
Mother. I heard mon.
Mon. Mon's also a big part of my life. Monica's my girlfriend. Mom.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Of course.
But mum said that I'd had, like, a good knack at kind of translating technical things.
What's your mum's name? Let's shout her out.
Karen. Karen.
Shout out to Karen.
She's in London.
Hey, she's living in London.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, awesome.
Technical concepts into everyday, you know, just like to people that don't really or aren't really in that world.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
explaining a complex problem in a very human kind of, not dumbed down, but in a more kind of logical.
It comes down to breaking that problem into small pieces that Yeah.
When you do that in your brain, it's a lot easier. Yeah. But to verbalize it and to articulate it in a way where people have never been exposed to that piece of technology or problem is a skill in itself. So you're selling yourself short.
Well, the good thing is the way you do it is, I feel like when you do it, you're like, we're learning something.
Yeah.
But also it's sort of like inspiring to like get to the next thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever we talk about Daily Fire stuff with the work we've done together, it's hard to stay on track because there's so many cool things as we
definitely. That's a big problem of, well, that I kind of, I don't struggle with, but I'm aware of in freelance and Daily Fire especially is staying on track because,
See, with Daily Fire, it's awesome when I first read about it, but now that you've sat here and you've explained it, now it means that much more to me because it's beyond the music. Mm-hmm. It's actually getting people who aren't into, who don't work in the same department from, or could be from two ends of the world.
Exactly.
That could potentially connect up. So to me, it's just like the commercial aspect of it is bouncing off the walls for me right now. And I got so many ideas to share with you, but after this.
I got ideas for it too. Yeah.
Good.
Well, the amazing thing about Daily Fire is all week people have been asking who's coming on the show this week. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the first ones where I explain the side hustle.
Yeah.
I'm actually like invested in explaining it because it's so simple and exciting. Yeah.